President Bush today visits an Air National Guard facility in West Virginia to recognize the increasingly important role reservists are playing in U.S. national defense. It's his third visit to a military installation this week. Previously, the president discussed military pay and housing with soldiers in Fort Stewart, Georgia. Yesterday, the president focused on the need to modernize the U.S. military during a visit to the headquarters of the Joint Forces Command in Norfolk, Virginia. NPR's Tom Jeltam reports.
George W. Bush began talking about military reform early in his presidential campaign. Back in September 1999, at the Citadel Military Academy, Mr. Bush criticized the U.S. military establishment, saying its armed forces were organized, quote, more for Cold War threats than for the challenges of a new century. He returned to that theme yesterday, repeating key lines from his Citadel address, but delivered this time as the commander-in-chief, laying out what he called a new architecture for America's defense.
On land, our heavy forces will be lighter. Our light forces will be more lethal. All will be easier to deploy and to sustain. In the air, we'll be able to strike across the world with pinpoint accuracy, using both aircraft and unmanned systems.
The Joint Forces Command in Norfolk was the perfect backdrop for the president's remarks. The command mission is to develop and demonstrate warfighting ideas for the future, and the president's visit gave the command a chance to showcase their new high-tech equipment. Air Force Major General Jack Holbein, the command chief of staff, arranged for Mr. Bush to sit in on a video demonstration exercise of a simulated battle, where the president, in the role of a commander, saw a three-dimensional display of all his available forces.
It's a picture of the East Coast of the United States. It's almost like if you could relate to an air traffic control picture. All the ships that were actively where they were at, all the aircraft where they were at. So it's a common operating picture that the commander has the capability of to see where all his forces are and where they're maneuvering.
After watching the display, President Bush said it was an example of the revolution in the technology of war. General Holbein says better information gives a commander a significant advantage on the battlefield.
If you know the common battle area, you know where all your forces are at, you can maneuver them in a heartbeat. You could rapidly deploy those and move them as the situation awareness changes. You can see over the horizon. And that's very advantageous in warfighting, to see over the horizon and know where your forces are at.
But advanced information technology does not come cheap. All this, President Bush pointed out yesterday, requires great effort and new spending. On Monday, he pledged new money for military pay and better housing. Yesterday, he added a promise to support technological innovation, up to a point.
My 2002 budget will also include $2.6 billion as a down payment on the research and development effort that lies ahead. Yet in our broader effort, we must put strategy first, then spending. Our defense vision will drive our defense budget, not the other way around.
In fact, for all the promotion of his military agenda this week, President Bush has been careful not to make ambitious spending promises. Still, the president is getting enthusiastic welcomes from the servicemen and women he's meeting. A big question now is whether he will be able to use his popularity with the military to bring about the reforms he has proposed. Back at the Citadel in September 1999, Mr. Bush warned of a widespread bureaucratic mindset in the military that frustrates creativity. And on the plane back to Washington yesterday, the president hinted that he may ask the military to make some painful adjustments. We've got some tough choices, he said, but that's why you get elected. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.